That's right. It is the once again time for the Carlos and Abby show. Hello. How are you doing, Abby?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? I'm a little bit warm today in the studio.
Really? Is it because I'm here? Yes,
yeah, I know. Yeah, totally. It's heating up. No, it's really warm. I might take my scarf off that
mic. Yeah, actually. Take it all off. Take it all off, girl. That's right. Take it all off.
Right.
Okay.
It's Monday, man. It's Monday.
Oh, so not on Mondays. You don't take it off on Mondays.
Okay. Carlos, how's your week been? Obviously, you're a little bit frustrated. What's been happening?
No. On the contrary, I went out for my third week straight.
Nice.
To the city.
Busy.
I mean, I got there after 1:30, but I still went out.
Nice. Did you get into any places or?
No.
So is it really bad? I think there's certain places where you can go.
No.
Like, I've heard a few people after the, like, with the whole shutdown.
Well, we tried, but we couldn't get in anywhere.
Well, you were in the CBD, right?
I was in the CBD, yeah. And they were like, you can't. No.
There's heaps of places there are.
Oh, in
like Marigold and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. No, but we're in the city. So.
Yeah,
but it sucks. Anyway.
So you like just hung out at like Hyde Park?
No, we were just on the street.
Drinking goon like a 14-year-old.
I was drinking milk. Okay.
Oh, wow.
No, what happened was we got there. It was my friend's birthday party in the West. So we went there. She took forever to get ready. So
she's female.
And
expected.
And then we left, but it was already, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So we're like, I was like driving really fast.
To get there. While you were drinking milk, though. We want to make sure that you were drinking milk.
I wasn't drinking milk at the party. I was drinking Coke at the party.
Okay, so like.
I drank milk Coke? Once okay. I got to the city.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we got there like at 1:37 or something.
I don't need
like
specifics. It's okay. As long as you just weren't drink driving, it's fine.
I'm just trying to make a point.
So
that
you had a good weekend.
7 minutes
so
late.
So you were trying to impress me something that you went out and then you were drinking like Move or something, like Nesquik.
I wasn't really drinking milk.
Or like Milo.
No. Cocoa Pops.
Oh, God. Carlos, we have a big show planned. We don't have time for your stuff today.
Yeah, I know.
We don't need your little ramblings. We have a massive show today, guys.
Just that I did go out for 3 times in a row because I usually go out
He's
like
getting
once.
Getting out of those bed socks. He won't be a little cat lady.
No. I'm
proud
a dog
of you.
Person. Yes.
Nice.
Anyway, Abby, what have we got coming up on the show?
We have quite a lot. We've actually got, is it No Tobacco Day?
World No Tobacco Day.
World No Tobacco Day this Sunday.
That's right.
I believe it's an event where everyone can take part in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Genuinely, we would expect people who actually smoke. So it's No Tobacco Day.
So if you don't smoke, you really don't have to do anything.
Well, you're not really doing much, are you? But if you are, kind of getting the word
support.
Out there, you can do so via social media. You can check that out. We're going to be speaking to someone very soon, aren't we?
Yes, Nick Tyrone from World No Tobacco Day. So when we come back,
is that him
after
calling
this song?
That might actually be him.
When we come back after this song, we'll be with Nick Tyrone on World No Tobacco Day. It's Carlos and Abby show.
Okay, that was Usher with Good Kisser. Always good to hear a bit of old school Usher.
It's a brand new song.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's good. It's gone back to basics, which is nice.
Speaking of good kissers, we have Nick Tyrone on the line. I'm guessing he's a good kisser because he doesn't smoke.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hi. How you going, guys?
Doing very well, thanks.
Very good. I think you guys have a new fan right here in me. I was listening to your show on your show that's recorded on YouTube.
Oh, really? Oh, a podcast. That's awesome. Thanks, Nick.
You got your celery sticks?
Sorry?
You got your celery sticks there handy?
Oh, yeah. I've actually got my water in hand. I literally was just like, Carlos, I'm going to wait till the next song is playing to go grab some water.
Oh, my gosh.
See, Nick appreciates the healthiness. I like
it. Is that a peace sign or is that a fake cigarette smoking looking with your fingers there?
Sorry?
Your fingers, you do it. Is that the peace sign or are you like...
Oh, yeah, that's a peace. All about peace.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, she dropped the cigarette before she
passed. No, I do not smoke.
Oh, that's good. The best way to quit is never to start. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Nick, thanks for joining us tonight. Obviously, we're here to talk about our World No Tobacco Day. Why don't you tell us what all that's about?
Well, I'm serious, mate. World No Tobacco Day was actually started by the World Health Organization in 1987. And it's pretty important. It's one of 8 official global public health campaigns that World Health Organization started. So they've got like World Blood Donor Day, World Immunization Week, World Tuberculosis Day, World Malaria Day, and hepatitis and AIDS, and World No Tobacco Day is one of them as well. Obviously, they thought it was pretty important to do one because, I mean, you know, we all know the effects of it. 5.4 million deaths a year.
It's ridiculous.
What's making it responsible for. So, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. It's the most preventable cause of death in the world. So, you know, it's pretty full on.
Why do you think people are still drawn to, sorry to interrupt, Nick, but why do you think people are still, in this day and age, still so drawn to smoking? I understand social smoking, not that you should, you know, but I don't understand the whole full term, especially with, you know, look, they've how much have they cranked up the prices? And we know exactly what's in them, you know, like, I don't understand what the attraction is.
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, and this is the kind of stuff that really intrigues me, you know, why we do what we do. Why do people do what they do when, obviously, on one level, something is so ridiculously wrong, but on another level, we do it anyway. And, I mean, teenagers, pretty much all my clients start when they're teenagers, right? And pretty much all of them start for the same reason, which is to be cool, to fit in. All my peers were doing it. When you're a teenager, you really want to be accepted and in the group, right? So whatever your group is doing, you're probably going to do as well. And you see, where the confidence comes in, I think there's still this attachment to, there's something cool about doing risk-taking behaviours. You know what I mean? Like extreme sports people, and they're doing stuff that can, that could end their life. I think there's something that draws us to them. You know, like, wow, they're doing something that could end their life. They're cool. And companies actually know that, and they actually try to associate with that, like Red Bull, right?
Yeah.
Look at all these extreme sports. Red Bull are a major sponsor of a lot of this stuff because Red Bull have spent a lot of time and money trying to build this image.
Even though everyone knows it tastes horrible, but people still kind of, they keep trying to reinvent the product. But unless you're having it with vodka and... That's just, you know what I mean?
Rebellion factor, you know, this, you're not the boss of me, whatever, I'm going to do this because it's bad. And, you know, I mean, really, if teenagers were taught more in school about how to build confidence in another way, then they would probably less likely do, like, risk-taking behaviour, like drinking, smoking, drugs. It's all confidence.
So, Nick, do you work with a lot of teenagers? Carlos actually lightened this up, so I wasn't actually sure. So, your actual title, what was your actual title?
Well, I'm a psychotherapist.
Okay.
I've done counselling, and I'm a hypnotherapist as well, and I'm trained in neuro-linguistic programming. So,
right, okay.
Which is kind of like a type of cognitive behavioural therapy, and so I'm a therapist, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a former smoker, Nick?
Yeah, I was, but I was lucky in that I was never... like you said, Abby, I was probably one of those social smokers, so I smoked enough to know the mindset of a smoker, but I was lucky that I didn't smoke enough to need anything other than my own willpower to quit.
Right.
On the edge like that. Yeah.
But, you know, all right, Nick, it's fair enough for me, you and I, to say that, you know, you might have an odd cigarette while you're having a wine, that's fine here and there, but... You know, there's people that are literally addicted to it. There's people that are smoking in front of, you know, with their kids. I love that there's, you know, new laws. You can't smoke with a kid in the car, which is great. But there's still going to be that, you know, that small selection of people who really don't care and they're rebellious, you know, whether they're teenagers or they're older. What tips do you have for those, you know, for those people who kind of want to change but kind of don't know the right steps and they've tried all those nicotine, you know, like the chews and stuff? What would you say is the best possible steps to take?
The thing is, look, even though I help people with a particular way with hypnotherapy, I'm a big advocate of whatever works for someone. I'm not gonna dump on any method because all of them can work for a lot of people. All of them have worked.
Yeah.
People can quit cold turkey, so that's proof that it's a psychological dependency that you need to break first. So, I mean, the quick tips I would give for people who actually really want to quit. Firstly, you really need to be committed to quitting.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to say, I know I should quit, I know I have to quit, I know I need to quit, but you've got to want to quit and then really commit to it. I read this really cool saying that I thought was like a quote that was perfect for smokers, and it said, Commitment is staying loyal to what you said you were going to do long after the mood you said it in has left you.
Right.
And that is really cool.
I think that's quite spot on. And whether it is in regards to smoking or even with weight loss, and we mentioned the celery sticks earlier as a joke, but it's true. I definitely agree with the mindset. I think any form of addiction, you know, I mean, substantially there's a, you know, differences, but I think that, you know, it can be kicked cold, you know, cold turkey, but I think it just comes back to the individual.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can end it on your own. You see, all the drug companies will want everyone to believe that the only reason they're smoking is because their body is biologically addicted to a drug. But the fact that people can quit cold turkey means, well, you know, the fact that patches and replacement therapies don't work all the time means there's got to be something more to this smoking thing than just feeding my body with this drug. Because when you throw a patch on and a pill, you're feeding your body the drug, but why is it that people still want to smoke? So there's got to be a psychological thing that's dealt
it's
with
as well.
It's a mindset,
definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to get committed, so that's the first step. Second is you've got to get really clear on your reason. It's not enough to just go, yeah, it's my health and my kids. You've got to write them down and get serious about it. You've got to write 20 or more reasons. Write them in the notes section on your mobile and keep your reasons next to you so you can use it as a tool when you decide to quit. Another tip is use all the free apps. There are about 10 free apps in the App Store that are good little reminders and encouragements and stuff like that. You've got to become a better manager of your emotions. That's one thing I give that's one tip I have for people, because smokers use cigarettes as a method of managing their emotions. So when I'm coaching someone on quitting, I'm saying, look, getting rid of the urge is only part of the equation. The rest about moving forward and you remaining a non-smoker is about you managing how you feel when your buttons are pushed. Because
right.
You're not going to be able to go to a cigarette. You've decided that you want to stop that pattern. So you've got to get better at managing those feelings. Take up relaxation, learn some breathing techniques, meditation,
exercise,
yoga, whatever works for you.
Did
you say yoga or poker? I wasn't sure what he just said there.
Yoga.
Okay,
yeah.
That could have been really bad. We don't want to take it from one addiction to the next.
No. Know your triggers. That's another tip. You've got to know what gets you thinking about a smoke, what your triggers are, so you can prepare in advance. Then you've got to slowly start to break the routine.
Do you think it's also important, sorry for too forward in saying this, but is it very important to have the support network around you as well?
Absolutely. Well, you see, some people ask me, should I tell everyone I know or should I keep it to myself? But I say to people, you do whatever you feel is going to help you achieve your goal.
Yeah.
Some people will come and see me and they'll say, oh, I've told everyone. I want everyone to keep me accountable. Other people will say, oh, I haven't told anyone because I don't want people in my face every hour going, how do you feel? Have you quit? Are you doing good?
Yeah, the pressure's on.
Mm.
I understand.
Huh? Stressful situations would also make people smoke, right?
Yeah, and I think it's difficult. I mean, often you hear of people who, like my dad's a smoker, and he knows he can give up, but he just refuses to, unfortunately. He's stubborn, he's set in his ways. But, you know, often you hear of, you know, young couples that both smoke, and, you know, they pledge that they're going to stop smoking together. You know, I used to work with a girl who, her and her boyfriend, you know, pledged that they'd do it before their wedding. Like, it was a goal that they had put, you know, which I also think is a good idea to set goals. And the funny thing is, you know, she'd have the old cigarette without telling her fiancé. And I'd have, obviously, they're happily married, you know. But, you know, you really, I think it helps when you have someone else with you who's kind of like, has your back and is... If it means that, you know, you could just, if you're stressed out in that time and kind of just text someone just to get the reassurance to say, look, don't do it. You don't need it.
Yeah.
It's very important. So there's a lot of apps out there you mentioned. There's an app for everything these days.
Oh, there is, absolutely. I've got a few of them on my phone just as sort of market research. I like to look at what's out there. And I think there's about 12.
That's
and I
great.
Say to my clients before they come to see me, I say, look, download one of those apps. So after you come to see me, you can use them as a support tool. It gives you a little fact, a little tip on the back, a little, you know, encouragement. The one thing that I bet will shock you guys that I recommend everyone do from the day they quit is drink plenty of water and have natural sugars. Because what a lot of people don't know about cigarettes is there's a lot of sugar in cigarettes.
No way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
6 to 18% of one cigarette is sugar.
Wow.
This is why smokers can taste the difference between their brands. Because when tobacco leaves are taken from the field, to make them, quote, taste better and, quote, smoother, they soak the leaves in all the, in this liquid concoction of all these additives and flavourings. So when you are smoking a lot of cigarettes and you stop smoking all of a sudden, you can experience the effects of a blood sugar drop, which the doctors and the drug companies will tell you, oh, that's nicotine withdrawal. But when you ask what a smoker is experiencing, it's just like what a diabetic will feel when their blood sugars drop. Irritability, moodiness, headaches, slight shaking, and the need to eat something. And that is the effects of a blood sugar drop. So I tell all my heavy smokers...
So a natural sugar. So you wouldn't be saying, don't pull out the Snickers bars or anything?
No. Well, you see, often, sometimes people have this fear of gaining weight because they will have turned to food to address an urge that they still haven't quite taken care of, but then instead of turning to healthy food, they'll eat crap because they'll go, oh, I quit smoking and that was killing me, so I'm going to eat whatever I want. And then
I love how you've got the smoker's voice down, Pat. No stereotypes there, Nick.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. But I hear a lot from my clients.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I gained 10 kilos after I quit.
Yeah.
And it's not the quitting, it's the crap you'll eat, you know. You've got to, it's no problem eating, just be mindful and have natural sugars and that'll stabilise your mood. When people quit, they get moody and irritable, and that's not just nicotine withdrawal, it's the effects of a blood sugar.
That's a hot tip there. So, guys, do make sure you have your fruits and your natural sugars. So, you know, maybe having some, you know, sultanas or even nuts have sugar. Most things have a lot of natural sugar in it, so it doesn't necessarily have to be fructose. But yeah, let's go for something, even a date or something.
Oh, any natural sugar is fine. People drink all this Coke and sugars, and I mean, we've become addicted. The sugar is the next biggest killer.
Oh, I call it white death.
It's in everything.
It's white death. And then when I kind of make myself feel better about myself, I'm like, I'm just going to get some raw sugar. So essentially it becomes brown death, but it's still the same thing. It's the same thing.
Oh, you know, yeah, it's a little bit healthier for
you. Yeah, it's give and take.
You can go without. It's always better.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome. So, Nick, if we want to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
Well, my website's quitwithnick.com.au.
Quit with Nick.
For anyone who wants, I mean, 31st is no tobacco, World No Tobacco Day, and anyone that mentions your show, I'm going to give them $150 off my program.
Oh, nice,
Nick. Fantastic.
Drops it from $5.95 to $4.45. So anyone who mentions
smokers,
that.
Smokers, get out there, visit Nick's website, Quit with Nick. I'm sure you have a few of your tips on there as well. Thank you so much for sharing your tips with us. Really appreciate that.
MP3 for relaxation. People can get that for free.
Great.
Great, Nick. Thanks very much for all your tips and tricks.
Thanks
for calling in.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Take care.
Thanks,
Nick. You too. Thanks, Nick. All the best.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Wow. I didn't know there was sugar in cigarettes.
Everyone, I just saw people just use it as an excuse to get fat.
Wow. All right, Abby. All right, let's go to a break. And when we come back, we'll be with Germán Silva.
Yes.
And his new song. I'm pretty sure he's not a smoker because he's got a great voice.
Hey, mate, you don't know.
All right, anyway.
Mariah, you know Mariah Carey used to be a smoker.
Really?
One of the best vocalists, female vocalists. I know she was, but okay, apparently she quit because of her voice. She would have, it was hindering her vocal cords, so she did have to quit.
Yeah,
but I'm sure she has the old cigarette with her.
Oh, of course.
Champagne that she usually has.
All right. No worries. We'll be right back after this break. It's Carlos and Abby. Pharrell Williams, Marilyn Monroe, right there. And now we're back with Germán Silva on the Carlos and Abby Show. How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hi. How do we pronounce it? Is he saying it right?
No, I'm going to have to give you guys a quick Spanish lesson.
Here
right
we
now.
Go.
Spanish 101. So the G sound is pronounced like a H, and then you put an accent at the end. So it's pronounced
Germán.
Muy bien. Very good. Well
done. Germán, there you go. You know what's awkward? Carlos thinks that he's like, he called himself the Latin lover. I don't know about that anymore. I don't know about that anymore. He's put you on show, Carlos.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's Germán, is that right?
Germán, that's right.
Germán.
Right. I was born in South America, so you can't get any more real than that. So yeah.
Where in South America?
I was actually born in Chile.
Oh, really? My mother was born in Chile.
Ah, well done, well done.
Thanks.
You're like, I got the genes, that's about it. So, Germán, you've actually, this song has just hit the airwaves, is that correct?
That's right. The single was released a few weeks ago, and it's doing really, really well, getting a lot of airplay in different places, not only in Australia, and also in the States. And people are really digging it, you know, the fact that the song was recorded in Miami, produced in Miami.
Oh.
And I've got a very special guest, which is Mr. John Cicada.
Yes, well, I heard about that.
It's fantastic. You know, I got to record the song with him, to write the song with him, and got it produced by one of the biggest producers in the world, Rudy Perez, who has worked with the likes of Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, Mark Anthony, and the list goes on and on and on. So
J-Lo, yeah, so all of our faves. So that's great. Mm-hmm. How was that, working with him?
Amazing, amazing. You know, they work on a different level, so to speak. And they're so professional as well, so down to earth, you know. And, you know, I'm definitely going back there to do some more stuff in the future.
So are you? How long were you based in Miami?
I was actually there for a little over a week or so.
Nice.
And just went to do some performances. I also did a program, which was like an artist development program. And through this, that's how I actually got to record the song and go to meet and work with all these fantastic producers.
Lovely. So how long have you actually been singing, Germán?
Wow. Look, I've done so many things. I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at my bio, but, you know, I've been singing for a good 19 years now, professionally.
Have you ever thought to get onto one of the X Factor shows or anything like that?
Of course. You know, that goes through your mind, but at the same time, you know, I've been doing what I've been doing for so long, and I'm enjoying, you know, riding the wave as an independent artist.
Definitely.
You know, and just working like that, you know. And a lot of the times when I've been to these auditions, they'll look at me and they say, wow, you look great, you sound fantastic, you've got the package, you've got the X Factor, you've got the voice, but we just don't know what to do with you. So it's like, okay.
You're like, well, what does that mean? You do have a unique
sound.
So, yeah, that's right.
So, you know, I just, you know, take it in good humor and, you know, we just keep working in what I'm doing. And like I said, you know, I have done a lot of good things just by my own efforts, you know, and keep at it that way, definitely.
How did you come up with the name for your new single, I'm Gonna Live? Is that personal or did you just find something, you know, just, I like that title.
The song is about being able to inspire people, you know. It's an uplifting song. You want to put across a very positive message, and that's what the song is all about, you know. And it's about living life, you know. I know we get our hard times sometimes, we get hit by difficult challenges, but we still gotta, you know, keep moving on. And, you know, as it says in Spanish, wherever you be, I'm going to leave. And that's what it's all about, really, you know, putting across a nice positive message to people.
How do you find the difference, you know, from, you know, you're based in Melbourne, so how do you find the difference in the Melbourne scene, music scene, and say something like Miami, which is, I'm sure, is massive?
Oh, well, you know, different, yeah, definitely different vibe, you know, the surroundings and so forth, you know, tend to somehow influence music, Miami being a warmer place, you know, more party outgoing. It's a place where you can go to the beach at any time of the year, pretty much. And so it's more festive, if I can use that word, you know. Melbourne, of course, is a bit colder, you know. However, there's a lot of multiculturalism here in Melbourne that you don't see over there. You know, over there, there's a lot of Spanish, of course, you know. But here, you know, it's more multicultural in that sense. So that also can influence your music as well.
Great. Do you have an album? You have an album as well, don't you?
Yes, you know, I've done an EP with my own original work as well that I've pushed independently as well. And there's other stuff on iTunes that you guys can download.
Yeah, we'll definitely put a link on our page tonight.
Thank you.
So all your album and all your songs are available now on iTunes, right?
That's right. At the moment, you know, there's another two singles that are on iTunes. And whenever I do my performances, I independently sell my own CD. So I push that along, and that, yeah, it's been great too.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
I do, actually. I have a very important gig coming up in a couple of weeks here in Melbourne. I'm actually organizing a fundraiser for the people in Chile that were affected by an earthquake tsunami as well as the fires, and that's in another 2 Sundays' time. So that's a really good event. You know, it's a charity event, so we're doing some fundraising for that, and really looking forward to that. It'll be a dinner gala, and, you know, it's all for a good cause.
Lovely, and you be sure to keep us updated on that. We'll be more than happy to post that on our Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's beautiful that you're still looking after your people. I mean, sometimes you kind of get caught up in what you're doing, but it's lovely that you haven't forgotten that.
No, definitely. Look, I've always known that through music, there's always a bigger purpose behind music, and if, you know, helping people out is what I actually feel within my heart, and this is what I do. You know, if I can help out people through an event or through music, you know, I'm here, and that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. That's fantastic, man. Well, listen, we're going to play your new track now, and I'm Gonna Live is also available on iTunes.
Sure is.
And your album, what's
I
the
like
name of your album?
I like this tune. It's a bit of a gym tune. I like this tune. It was a good one.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys are liking it. Hopefully you guys can video yourselves dancing and maybe post it for everyone.
Yeah. We will at some stage.
Yeah, we'll definitely get onto that.
Now Carlos is just going to be doing it while I'm... Yeah. I'm like, put his phone away.
I already have all these ideas about how to embarrass us, and I just got a new one.
Yeah, like he doesn't actually need any ammunition to embarrass me. I kind of do it naturally.
Awesome, Herman. So thanks so much for talking to us, man.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the interview, guys, and send all my love to the people in Sydney. And, just remember to keep living life, and, yeah, I'm going to live. Enjoy. Cool.
Awesome. Thanks very much, man. All the best with your music.
All the best.
Thanks so much.
No worries, man.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Yeah.
Awesome. I didn't know he was Chilean.
Yeah. Brother from another mother.
I'm proud.
Are you proud?
Yeah.
I love his accent. I was getting a little bit flustered there. It's a lovely accent.
Oh, Abby.
Lovely accent.
Oh, all right.
I like this song. You to play his song?
Yeah, we're going to go to a break and we'll come back with his song, I'm Gonna Live, Herman Silva.
Kind of gets you pumped on a Monday night. You need that.
You need that. And we're going to go to a break because otherwise Abby's going to get all flustered and
I do need to go get some water. I'm just looking at Carlos. I need to go get some water.
All right, no worries. We'll be right back on the Carlos and Abby Show with Herman Silva's new song, I'm Gonna Live. Herman Silva with his brand new song, I'm Gonna Live. What an awesome track,
Herman,
Abby.
I love that name.
I love it. I like the song more, but yeah.
It was a good track.
It's a hot name.
Honestly, it sounds better than No Offense, but we've spoken about this earlier, but J-Lo and... Pitbull, I really don't like their song for the World Cup at all.
Oh, we are one.
Yeah, it's, we are not one, and I am not warming towards that song at all. Apparently, Shakira hit a new record, actually, with her previous song for the World Cup.
Yes, she's now one of the most viewed YouTube videos of all time. She's up there with Psy, Justin Bieber, I think she's number three, with 665 million views. Of her Waka Waka song. This
obviously, it's been a little, like, it took a little while. It took 4 years for it to grow on people. But I feel like J-Lo and Pitbull's song is not getting much great feedback.
There's a lot of criticism about that song.
Yeah,
people
I don't
are like
it.
Oh, they're abusing the Brazilian drums. And they said, and they've got children being happy but with no shoes on. I personally like the song, the beat. I like it.
Look, I think
the video maybe not so much.
J-Lo can do no wrong in my eyes, to be honest, but I think she needs to stop making songs with Pitbull. It's gotta go. Like,
it's, they've done so many songs, it's like so expected now that
either
people like,
make a band like just work it out or just don't stick to just being J-Lo. She did obviously win the Icon Award at the BBMAs the other week, so she's doing fine.
Yeah.
But Pitbull, which I know he has a success in his own right, but no, I don't at all like that song for the World Cup, even though I'm so excited about Staying Up and watching that and losing sleep and having revolting bags under my eyes. I love World Cup. So,
oh, me too.
Today, actually, everyone's at the soccer today. I noticed.
Yes, everyone's. Well, I'm not sure if it's on TV. I can't remember, but they're at ANZ Stadium, I believe.
Yeah.
Australia versus South Africa in preparation.
South Africa, bro.
South Africa.
I can't. Yes. I can never do it.
It's really hard. It's a really hard
one.
Accent.
It's annoying. Like everyone says, without any racism intended here, but just speaking honestly, with good sense of humour, just saying, you know, the New Zealand accent, people kind of get a little bit annoyed, but the South African is really intensive. If you ever sat down and just watched the whole South African film,
yeah,
it's very difficult. I think so. Anyway,
no,
but nothing against our South African friends.
Wait, who's the South African celebrity?
I would say Pistorius, but then he went and killed his girlfriend, so that was a bit awkward.
Is it Charlize Theron, South African, or Scarlett Johansson? I always confuse the two because they're really good looking.
We're on radio, Carlos. You can't be asking me these things. Google it.
Okay.
But actually, before you do, you can do as you wish. Mm-hmm. But the show's almost over, so I do want to get my 20 cents, 2 cents worth.
Oh, 20 cents. Oh, gee, we'll be here all night.
Well, no, we've jacked it up a little bit. you know, we're a bit busy with our great callers today. So I do want to get this out of the way. This is very important. I believe congratulations are actually in order for Emma Watson. Harry Potter star.
Hermione
the Granger.
I love Hermione.
Hermione, we do love her.
What did you call her?
I called her Hermione the Granger. You know how her name was Granger? I just used to make fun of that as a child.
Muggle.
I was just jealous of her. She's awesome. Anyhow.
She's a hot Muggle.
She's actually officially a Brown University graduate. The actress has actually graduated with a Bachelor of English Literature. So if I didn't love her before, I definitely love her a little bit more now. The wordy in me is a little bit happy about that.
I think she's grown on me. Like, ever since we watched her on the Harry Potter films, and then she, you know,
she's grown up. She's grown up. She's a woman now.
She's become wow. So
and Matt, could you imagine like graduating next to her?
I'd be like, oh, like, my life is so significant.
I remember next to Emma Watson. At graduation, I was kind of stressed out because I didn't have a job, but I was. I don't know, I feel like, you know, you like all these little things like, oh my, in my photo, do I look good in my photos? And it's like, you turn around and you've got Emma Watson in the background.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how hot you look and no matter how good you feel and your family's there and it's emotional and you've got Emma Watson in the same class. Like, you just...
Lucky her surname begins with W because she'll be at the end of the row, right?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So probably
good
there's point. No one after her. So she'll be like the big finale. But if there is someone after her, that would suck, man. Because you got to, you know, Emma Watson. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, you know.
There's some kid with the last name Warris, which is probably a bad name to begin with anyway. So if you're not annoyed because of your name, you're
like,
pretty much.
Oh, and Charlie Warris.
Just like this Ranger kid walks up and it's actually Ron Weasley. Oh.
Whatever did happen to Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley. Ron Weasley, you know, got lucky.
For a second, I thought it was actually Ed Sheeran in that Lego House video.
Why does everyone think that?
Well, he's in the video.
I know.
And I thought, look, Ron Weasley is now a singer.
I've actually got some news about a very proud redhead. Should I be saying, I actually won't say she's a proud redhead, but a former redhead who I will mention.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get to that, we have to talk about Selena Gomez, who is currently in Nepal. Apparently she's seeking peace because the media attention is getting to the 21-year-old.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Don't laugh. I love Selena Gomez. I don't blame her. She does have a few, you know, hiccups with the media, mainly regarding
So she goes all the way to Nepal to find peace because there's no meditation centers in LA.
Oh, well, I think it's just easier. It would be easier in a different country.
It's so much easier to go to Nepal than to go in LA, downtown LA for, you know.
I don't know. But while she is actually getting some downtime, Justin Bieber, apparently he's been feeling a little bit charitable.
Oh, her on and off boyfriend.
So maybe he's feeling the peace. Because he's actually given about $500,000 to the HIV and AIDS charities over the weekend, which is lovely. So we always appreciate a bit of charity work.
Of course.
I that's probably the nicest thing I've ever said about JB. So everyone should be... I'm feeling a little bit charitable today. So that's kind of what I've got about celebrity in regards to celebrity news internationally. Mm-hmm. But now if we could just take a step back, and I think it depends who you ask, whether or not she's actually qualified as a
Celebrity.
Celebrity, but good old, I don't like it, Pauline Hanson. That's my best. That's my best. Well, sorry, I'll be practicing that all day.
Well, technically, she was on Celebrity Apprentice. And
yeah, well, she was a celebrity.
I technically kind of. Anyway, what happened with her?
Right, well, good old Woman's Day, one of the best, you know, long-standing flagship magazines of the country, has actually given her a good $5,000 birthday gift. She's turned 60, I believe.
60?
Which, good on you for getting to. I thought she was younger. And apparently, you know, she's come out now and she no longer has the red hair. So her hair's a bit darker now. It's a darker shade of brown.
Kind of she's one of us.
She's one of us. She's a brunette.
Don't tell her that though, because she might get...
She's never going to be one of us. She'll have a cry. She wouldn't be... We look ethnic. Don't say that to her. She won't like it. She just won't like it. I can't get over that song. I can just
imagine you, her in your body like, get these curls off me.
What is this?
I don't like these curls. Oh, God, these ethnic curls.
She would die if she wasn't white. Anyhow.
Anyway.
Okay, we don't want to do reverse race.
So she changed her hair.
That's slack, yeah.
So she changed her hair.
The former One Nation leader, she's changed her hair. And so she's had a 60th birthday, you know, makeover. And much like a lot of ladies these days, she's had some fillers done, some Botox.
Oh.
So she's actually looking, you know what, to be honest, she's looking okay. But I'm kind of worried that she won't start getting, like, what if she gets addicted to it?
That'll be so funny.
If you haven't, I did actually upload a photo earlier today, courtesy of Woman's Day, on our Facebook page. She looks a lot younger, right?
I'm looking at the picture right now.
Check it out, guys. It is on the hashtag Carlos and Abby Show Facebook page. And if you just have a look, look at the crow's feet. See around her eyes? They've just lifted, and her eyebrows are drawn in a little bit better, which is nice. We're all a fan of a good brow. And also, I think they've sidestepped the hair so that it's no longer...
Wow.
Yeah,
she does look really different. I wouldn't recognize her if I saw her on the street.
Her nose looks smaller too.
If I saw her on the street, she'd probably run at me with something, or she'd run away from me. But anyway.
Oh, my God. God, I'm getting feedback, Carlos. My phone is buzzing now. I'm getting in trouble because I said she'd die if she wasn't white, about Pauline Hanson. It wasn't a reverse racism. I'm sorry. I'm not hating. But, oh, God, I sound like that girl who's going out with good old Mr. Edelstein.
Oh, the one that showed all her breastises at the funeral.
Yeah, we heard all about her, the latest craze. She's going out with a 71-year-old, which is fine.
But he's the one, apparently.
He is the one. She was just sticking up for him.
He's not the one. He's the 71-year-old.
Yeah, that's right.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice play on words. Yeah. Congratulations, Carlos.
Thanks. I'm proud. Very proud. Anyway.
Congratulations. So that's kind of all I've got with the celebrity news. All I've got, even though I've been talking for like 10
minutes. Kim Kardashian got married on the weekend.
She did. I didn't want to give her too much airtime, Carlos, because you know I'm not a huge fan. But I think that her sister actually really took away anything that, you know, everyone was really excited about Kim Kardashian, but her sister Khloe is really looking beautiful at the moment.
I believe
she was wearing Joanna Johnson, that's what it is. It's an Australian designer.
Oh, I thought that was just like a piece of skin that you just put on or something. Like,
no. Her younger sister, I believe Kendall.
Is that the one who can't
read? And Khloe.
Is that the one who can't read?
Yeah, she's the one who can't read last week. We spoke about her. Sorry,
guys,
I can't
I'm not
read.
A good reader.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm actually illiterate. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Wow. Well, at least we know Emma Watson is literate.
Yes.
Definitely.
She's hot, illiterate, smart,
she's a
famous,
catch.
Rich. Emma Watson, if you're listening.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
And very lovely.
Unbelievable.
Charming in interviews.
Oh, my God. Like, Kendall Jenner's like, I'm hot, but I can't spell it.
I know. I feel like this show has really gone really, really fast.
Oh,
we're going to get kicked out because the producers from the other show are kind of like coming in and they're like, just leave with Get Shot Radio. So they're actually going to shoot us if we don't move.
Yeah, we're actually going to get shot on radio if we don't
get out of here. But that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Anyway. They're not going to shoot us.
They'll just
harm us.
No, they're just going to give us evils, like, get away from my mic. but you guys, it's been a great week.
It's been a great show as well.
Great show. We have a big week planned next week. And we'll keep you guys up to date on our Facebook page. But thank you very much to Herman, who called up
Herman
earlier.
Herman Silva, yep.
Who
be sure to check out his new track on iTunes.
Definitely, and also don't forget about Nick.
And Nick Tyrone as well.
Quitwithnick.com.au, mm-hmm. who's actually offered us I think it was a savings of $145.
I think so.
Yes. He also
for our
has
listeners.
For our listeners, obviously. If you mention our name though, do mention the hashtag Carlos and Abby Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's also got a free downloadable ebook.
That's right.
So check it out. If you guys need that extra support, and on the 31st, so this Sunday, please guys, mm-hmm. stay away from the tobacco. One day. It's just
that's
one
all
fast.
One.
So one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a great cause. Carlos.
It's time to go.
It's been great.
Mm-hmm. It has been great, and thanks everybody for listening. We just reached over 600 likes on our Facebook page.
I feel like we're famous, Carlos.
Well, we're not.
Once we get to 1,000, I'm gonna need someone to fill my water up for me.
Mm.
Like the diva in me is just gonna come straight out.
Slave.
None of this.
Slave.
Well, Logan's not here today, so we can't actually do that.
Anyway, thanks very much for listening, guys. We'll be back on the same time next week on Triple H, with new guest, hopefully, and maybe Logan's back. I have no idea. But anyway, thanks very much. Thanks
have
for
a great
being loyal.
Week, guys.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.